hiccups this morning, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's got a cold.
I think Mum just made my hiccups again.
Well, you were drinking, weren't you? Laughing. And then you got hiccups.
Mm.
And then you had a drink of orange juice, because sometimes having a drink helps, doesn't it?
I need to stand on that stool.
Yeah, fine, thank you. Have you had a nice time in the garden?
Yeah.
What have you just been doing?
Banging in my hammer and broke it.
You were banging something with your hammer and broke it, didn't you?
Your bucket.
Yes, my bucket with a lid.
Mm.
And what did Mummy say you hadn't to touch?
Not smacking
you. No, I'm not smacking you, but what did Mummy say you mustn't touch?
That's naughty.
I said you mustn't touch the bucket, and then what did you do?
No.
Went out and bashed it with your hammer and broke it, didn't you?
Yeah, you buy another blue wand.
You want me to buy another one? I haven't got money to keep going and buying new things. We've got to look after what we've got.
Yeah. I need a hoodie.
No, I
don't. But is it with me?
Pardon?
She waved me.
Who's waving at you?
Sue.
Oh, Sue waved at you.
Out of my back gate.
That's right, yes. We were taking the rubbish through the back gate, weren't we? And she was arriving home from work. And she waved at you, didn't she?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Sue. Goodbye.
I think she's gone inside now, hasn't she?
Hello. Hello, Daddy. Hello, Willie. Yeah, this bin's coming. You want to see? You want to see a dustbin?
Yes, I've come to see them too.
Okay.
Well, we've put the rubbish out, Daddy, and we've heard the lorry, and we've seen the man down the street putting out the new bags for next week. So we're just waiting now.
Come on, you wave, Daddy. Daddy? My friend. You're my sweetheart.
Am I your friend?
Daddy's pal.
Your daddy's pal?
Yeah.
Don't climb any higher into the window. The sun's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does it feel nice and warm on you?
Yeah. I like Purdy.
You like Purdy in the windowsill, are you?
Yeah.
Sitting in the sun?
Yeah. Oh. Cooking.
I think he's heating up some soup.
That's more like my bow.
What's that your bow?
That bang thing, that's more like my bow.
What's that your bow?
That crashy thing.
What crashy thing? I don't know what you mean, Tom.
You put something on the work table, that's more like crash.
Right, will you get down, please? You're going to fall.
Yeah.
I want you to wait. Come on.
Yeah, I Birdie.
No, you're not. Birdie's a lot smaller than you, and she sits just still on the window.
I'm Birdie.
No, you might be Birdie, but you can be Birdie on the back of the chair, not on the window ledge, Thomas.
Birdie could Birdie go on here.
Yes, but you're not a little Birdie, you're a big boy.
Yes, I'm not. A boy? Are you Birdie?
Well, you might be Birdie, but you're a lot bigger than Birdie.
Yes, I am big.
There you are, that's what I'm trying to say to you. You're a big boy.
Like some leaf.
It's a bit of grass, isn't it? Does that come from your trousers or jumper?
Yes, jumper.
You've been playing outside, that's why.
It's jumping. Flied in here.
Flied in here, did it?
Yeah.
Flew in here. Flew. Mm.
Where's the dustbin then?
I don't know, darling.
Down that way?
Yes, I think they're coming from that side. Which side is that?
The left.
The left-hand side. Good boy. That's a clever boy.
Is that one?
That's the right.
Yeah. Yes. I need to jump on your knee. Yeah.
I need to jump on my knee.
Please. Yeah.
Daddy loves the sunshine on Mummy's knee.
Yeah.
Oh.
I say,
are you purring? You're a nice pussy cat, aren't you?
Getting in rubbish.
Oh, Tiddles, yes, it's Tiddles walking in front of the rubbish.
What for?
Well, she was just walking on the footpath and the rubbish happens to be there. You think she's checking out where the dustbin went?
Yeah. Yep. Please.
Looking at yourself in the mirror. What can you see?
Mummy.
You can see Mummy. And who else can you see?
Thomas. Your Purdy.
Your Purdy, are you? Mm-hmm. Is it Mummy and Purdy in the window, in the mirror?
Look, Diet Coke.
Has Daddy got some Diet Coke?
I need some Diet Coke. Now you. Please. Some Diet Coke. Daddy.
Have a drink.
Well, thank you.
Good boy.
We go sip the Daddy's Diet Coke.
Did you have a little sip of Daddy's Diet Coke?
Thank you, Daddy.
I don't think the men are coming now, do you?
Look, Felix.
Is Felix there as well as Tiddles?
Is the dustbin? Is the dustbin coming?
Perhaps they've stopped to have something to eat because it is lunchtime, isn't it? Do you think they've stopped to enjoy something to eat in the sunshine? And then after they finish the sandwiches or whatever they're eating, I'll come along then. What do you think?
That'd be fun. Come on, Mummy.
Let's get in eating breakfast.
Come
on. Shall we have our lunch and then come back to the window later?
Come on.
Yes?
Come on, big chicken.
Am I a big chicken?
I am a chicken.
And you're a little chicken. Okay.
Yeah. You're a daddy chicken, aren't you, Daddy? I'm a small chicken. I'm a baby chicken. Mum's a big large chicken.
Oh, thank you, Thomas.
Yeah.
Mummy's a big, large chicken.
I'm a small chicken.
And you're a small chicken.
Dustbin men.
The dustbin men are here, aren't they?
Yeah. If we can stop eating now.
Well, we were just about to eat something and then we saw the men coming. Be careful drinking that, won't you? Look, they've left us a new bag for next week, haven't they? When the sun's so bright, we can hardly see what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're gathering the bags together. Look, the man's over there.
Well, I'll just be a little kid. The lorry. Tiggles on Tiggles' step.
Tiggles what, darling?
On the footpath.
Tiddles is on the footpath.
That footpath, though.
Oh, the big footpath, the main footpath. Mm. One near the road. Mm. You've seen the road sweeper as well, haven't you?
Mm.
Is that nice?
This is been put one around the hose pipe.
It's the drain pipe.
Yeah.
It's the clean bag for next week's rubbish and they put it on the drain pipe, haven't they?
Mm.
Well, they have to deliver a clean bag to every house. sometimes they put it in the letterbox, other times in the drain pipe. Sometimes it's just put in the trees.
Yeah.
And other times it's put at the gate, on the gate at the back of the house, isn't it?
Mm.
Because at least when it's here we can see it, can't we? And we know we've got one.
Mm.
And now we'll have to go outside, pick up that bag, yeah, and put it in the bag ready for next week.
Mm. Did you drink that all that kind of Coke away?
Would you like to take the empty beaker back to Daddy? And say thank you very much.
I could. Thank you, Daddy. And then you'll die in Coke all up.
Thank you.
Come down and drink it all up. Good auntie drunk it all.
Who's drunk it all?
It's crocodile.
A crocodile? Well, you were a pussycat a little while ago, weren't you?
Go down, lift his tongue.
The crocodile's licking his tongue. I think you mean you're licking your lips. You're using your tongue to lick your lips, aren't you?
We've just been wondering.
I don't know where it's got to.
Just been then.
It's nice that the dustbin men be able to walk around on a nice day like this, isn't it?
And the dustbin wagon.
Mm, on the dustbin wagon, it's much better than when it's cold and wet and windy like last Monday. Mm. Was it your birthday party last Monday?
Yeah, and cold and frosty.
Cold and frosty, it was horrible, wasn't it? It was really windy. It was miserable.
Yeah.
You've got your friend Jake coming on Thursday.
The ladies been shopping.
Both those ladies have been shopping. They're carrying carrier bags. What do the carrier bags say?
No.
Tesco?
Yeah.
Were they each carrying a bag?
Was that number one got on it?
I can't see Thomas without staring and appearing rude. I think they both said Tesco. Leave the window lock alone, please.
Something's fire.
What's on fire?
Daddy's on fire.
Daddy's on fire?
You're on fire.
You're on fire now, Daddy.
You stay back. Mr. Longreadel. He's out now, Daddy.
Is he out? Daddy's going upstairs eating an apple.
You can't eat an apple, you'll go upstairs, Daddy. A silly woman, Daddy.
How can Daddy be a silly woman?
I'm eating an apple.
For eating an apple while he's
that's all drop.
Oh, I can see Tiddles over there, look on the grass. Mm. Daddy? Daddy? Daddy, could you do us a favour, please, and just look out of the bedroom window and see if you can see that dustbin lorry? We can't see from down here.
No.
Can't see them.
Oh, that's a funny thing.
That's a funny thing, isn't it?
Yeah. But Mummy's on fire.
Mummy's on fire now, is she?
And it's the laundry bell.
No.
This is a laundry bell.
A laundry bell? I think you mean an alarm bell.
It's out now.
Is it out now? What do you call it?
A laundry bell.
A laundry bell. It's an alarm. A fire alarm. When a bell rings, ding-ling-ling, it's a fire alarm.
Purdy's on fire.
Purdy's on fire?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Purdy. It's not nice, is it?
Is that right, laundry
bell? No, you mustn't touch that, Thomas. That's a window lock. You're not to mess with the windows and the locks, please.
This is the let's go. Lino, Lino.
Not on the floor, please. Not on the wood.
Blum, blummer. Blum.
I think we're going to go for lunch. And if the dustbin men come, we'll come back to the window.
Dustbin men's coming.
No, it could be a long time yet, Thomas. We don't know where they are. We can't even hear the lorry now, can we?
What for?
Well, I'm sure they've stopped to have their lunch, because it is lunchtime. We could be standing here for another hour or so, and they might still not come.
What for?
Because they're obviously busy doing something else, aren't they? Yeah. Because normally when we see them round the corner, they're here in a few minutes, and they were round the corner, weren't they?
Yeah.
They must have parked up somewhere. And they're enjoying the lunch in the sun, I think. Tom. Right, the lorry's outside. Quick, quick. This is like last Monday when you nearly missed them driving off. Can you see them? Mm. Well, they're hanging a job to get past the parked cars, aren't they? Where are they now?
This
one. Sue's house. Mm. Right, don't hold the window, just hold on to me. Are you waving? I don't think they'll see you today, Thomas, because they're too far away, aren't they?
Put his hand on, is nearly scooped it up.
What's that, sweetheart?
That man put his thing in the machine, nearly squashed it in.
Oh gosh, I see what you mean. Yes, they've been putting bags in the machine, and he was putting a bottle in, wasn't he? Mm. Do you think his hand got a little bit too close to the crushing mechanism?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. We can see the lights flashing, can't we? I've not noticed the two on the back before, have you?
No. Just waving at him.
Oh, he's waving at you. Oh, that's nice. Look, there we are. They're both waving.
Another one.
Yes.
With sunglasses.
Yes, he's got his sunglasses on. They waved at you. That's lovely, isn't it? Right, they're picking
Did
up
you
rubbish.
See them waving?
Pardon?
Did you see them waving?
Yes, yes. Yes, they wave every week, Daddy, don't they, Thomas?
Yeah.
They'll probably wave again as they drive on.
With boxes.
Yes, there's some big boxes. Sue must have been buying something new. Or perhaps it isn't Sue because she's got some new neighbours. It might be the new neighbours. Right, off they go. That's it for another week. Bye-bye, just a minute. That was nice and meant to wave, wasn't it?
Daddy not waved.
Well, yes, Daddy was watching from upstairs, weren't you, Daddy?
Yes, I waved.
Yes, Daddy was waving upstairs.
And Thomas
was Thomas was waving downstairs. Ooh, lovely.
Dustbin. Not dustbin cars.
No, the dustbin men don't go in dustbin cars. They go in dustbin lorries, don't they?
Yeah.
No, Daddy's got back in the car. He's going there. He's got his sunroof open.
What for?
Well, then the car doesn't get quite so hot. When he's driving along, and he's had the sunroof open when the car was parked on the drive. Right, he's going now, wave. There we are. Did you see Daddy wave?
Yeah.
Thomas, no. Right, bye-bye, Daddy. That's Daddy gone back to work.
Well, Daddy's gone some money out of the bank.
Dad, yes, that's right. Daddy's gone back to work, so we can draw money out of the bank. That's nice, isn't it?
What was that boy said on the platform?
The boy on the platform yesterday?
Yeah.
He said there weren't any trains running. Didn't he?
Yeah, there's something on a railway line.
Well, I think what he said, we went along yesterday, didn't we, to have a look and see if there were any trains at the station. And the boy shouted across to say there aren't any trains today, they're not running. And he didn't tell us why, he just said that on Saturday they'd been told the trains wouldn't be running along the Burnage line.
They're looking.
I think it's Uncle Brian doing some work. Oh look, there's a man walking two doggies. He just said there wouldn't be any trains running along the Burnage line. But then the boy also said there'd been a problem with some birds. Something had happened to some birds and the RSPCA were coming. Look at those doggies.
Whoa.
But then when we walked under the railway bridge, some children have been playing on the railway line and they've been throwing lots of stones down over the bridge, haven't they?
Oh, what for?
Well, because they were very, very naughty boys, that's why.
Yeah. Please, man, take them away.
Well, I think he would have done if he'd seen them. It's very, very dangerous to
follow. Please, man, on the way away. Please, man, on that way way.
Well, we didn't see a policeman, but railways usually do have railway police, don't they? Transport police. But you see, Thomas, it's very, very silly to play on the track for two reasons. One is that those boys playing on the track, even though they thought there weren't any trains coming along, there might just have been one. And then what would have happened?
Someone over that belly and crashing that belly.
The bellies? Tummies? I don't like the word belly. I don't like them at all. Yes, the train would have run them over, wouldn't it? But the other thing is, if they're throwing stones on the track,
yeah,
then when the train comes along, it's not going to be able to work properly, is it?
No.
And the wheels will get stuck, and then it's endangering everybody, all the passengers sitting on the train.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very, very silly thing to do. Oh. Well, that's the other thing we saw. We seem to see fire engines every time we go out. Do you remember yesterday, that fire engine?
Ladders.
It did have its knee guards on and it had ladders, and the men were sitting in the back with the yellow helmets on ready, weren't they?
Yeah. So,
Nino, eat up.
No, don't press that anymore, thank you, Tom.
Press the ready on your knee nose now. It's emergency now.
It's always an emergency to you, just so you can press the button.
Yeah.
Have you finished your lunch, Thomas?
Yeah.
Sure. But please don't press that again. No, it's going away now.
I help!
I don't want you to press it again. Have you finished your lunch?
I need to fill in my potty.
Do you? Right, well, let's get your potty. Mummy will go and get it. You just wait there a second. Where's your potty?
I don't know.
Well, it's not upstairs. Where is it? Quick.
I don't know.
Is it? Oh, it's there already, look.
Yeah. And there. Not floor.
Well, because you like to put it there, don't you? You like to go underneath the stairs. Right, shall I leave you alone now?
You do some work
in there. You want me to go and do some work in there? You like to be private, don't you?
Yeah.
Right, you sit down. Make yourself comfortable now.
Goodbye, Mummy.
You got your trousers down properly?
Yeah.
You sure? That's better, isn't it? That's a good boy. Good boy. Good boy, thank you. Right, shall we leave you alone? Want to be private?
You still should in that one.
Yes, I've pushed the sofa back, nobody can see you now. Bye-bye, Thomas.
Bye. What shall I drink?
What shall you drink? Well, I'm going to get you a drink of juice. Right, we've got a pizza here. Shall I cut it up? Would you like a picnic with Mummy?
Yeah, I'm not bothered.
You're not bothered?
No.
Oh, charming. That's not nice, not being bothered, is it?
Stop it.
Why are you not bothered, Thomas?
Look. A big tractor's coming.
Pardon? Oh, a big tractor, yes, you've not played with that for a while, have you?
Two tractors?
Yeah.
Four tractors.
I was very impressed with you today. When we were at the station.
Hmm? Yes.
We saw four trains and you said thousands of trains, and then you changed your mind and said four trains.
Yeah.
Well, there were four trains, weren't there?
Ooh.
Be careful. nearly enough to eat them.
I'm not bothered.
You're not bothered?
No.
Well, you've got to eat something. Come on, I thought you wanted a picnic.
No. I need a picnic.
Do you need a picnic? Did you say you did need a picnic?
Yes.
Well, can we get it then? There's a drink.
I'm not bothered.
Well, that's not a very nice thing to say, is it? Can you at least cook something to eat? I don't think that's very nice at all, saying that. Especially after what we did today. Where did Mummy take you today?
Train station, look for trains.
Yes, the train station to look for trains. I think the least you can do. Just come and sit with me and eat a meal that I've cooked.
And the tractor's coming, and Thomas is following it.
The big tractor's coming, and Thomas is following it.
Yeah. No, I don't need that. Please. No, please.
What do you want?
Not that I want some crisps. Not that yuck.
Thomas, you do not say yuck.
I don't like it.
I don't like feeding you crisps and sweets all the time. And I'm not going
I need crisps.
No, you either eat that or you go without. There is nothing else.
Oh.
No.
Tractor's gone in there. Uh-oh.
What's happened to your little tractor?
You put it away.
Well, yes, I've been tidying up this afternoon.
No, I want it in here.
Well, you know how to open the drawer, Thomas. You can always take it out.
Come on, tractor. Please help. You'll see a tractor coming.
Yes, come on, Thomas, come and eat some tea.
I'm not bothered.
Thomas, come and eat some tea.
Fine.
You might be fine now, but later on you're going to be asking for sweets, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to get any. And in fact, when Grandma and Grandad come on Wednesday, I'm going to tell them now not to give you any sweets at all day. It doesn't matter how good you are, you're not getting any sweets. Because this is happening all the time, every single day. You're wanting fizzy drinks and crisps and sweet. And you're going to be a very, very hungry boy. Every meal I put in front of you at the moment, you say it, you don't like it. You have one mouthful and then you ask for biscuits, crisps and sweets, and it's got to stop. You've got to realise the meal we've cooked for you is the meal you eat and you don't get anything else. What would you like to eat?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
I've got crisps in, I suppose.
Pardon?
How crisps in.
Crisps, you suppose?
Yes.
Or would you like some bread?
Just crisps.
Just crisps? Well, no, you're not having crisps.
Oh. I asked for crisps.
I know you've asked for crisps, but it doesn't mean you're able to get them. Would you like some fruit?
Yes. I saw that. A pear? Yeah.
I don't think we've got pears. We've got apples, bananas, grapes, strawberries.
Need strawberries, please.
I'll get some, but you have a mouthful of this first, please.
Oh, Mr. Train. You missed this train. Train coming, you said, brilliant, the train's not coming.
What am I supposed to be saying? Brilliant, the train's not coming.
Yeah.